Army Private First Class Andrew Martin O'Francia Ward had been in Iraq only 90 days when he was killed. The 25-year-old was ambushed earlier this month while on a mission west of Baghdad. Andrew Martin Ward grew up in the Seattle suburb of Renton, where his father is the pastor of a Baptist church. Paula Whistle of member station KPLU has this remembrance.
At the Mount Baker Baptist Church in Seattle, a celebration of Andrew Martin Ward's life resonates with gospel music and amens. His father, Reverend Donald Ward, sits in the front row, nodding. His son, he says, was named after two civil rights leaders, Andrew for Andrew Young and Martin for Martin Luther King. He says his son had strong convictions.
He loved God, he loved his country, and he loved his family.
Andrew Martin Ward's parents were divorced, but he remained close to both of them. Out of eight brothers and sisters, he was considered the quiet one. His older brother, Don Ward Jr., says Andrew preferred more than anything to be camping, hiking, fishing, or just spending time in the great outdoors alone. Andrew, he says, connected with nature.
There's deer sometimes that come in our backyard, and he would set stuff out there for them, or, you know, the squirrels, he would leave stuff out there for the birds.
Material things didn't mean a lot to Andrew, says his family. He got rid of his car because he preferred walking. He sold his laptop computer for far less than he had paid for it because he didn't need it anymore. Although he was an avid reader and liked to figure out how things worked, he dropped out of high school in his junior year. He was bored, says his brother, and hungry for adventure. He took off for Alaska, where he got a job processing fish. His brother says in all the photos Andrew brought back, only two are of himself.
All the rest is nature, sunsets, eagles that he saw, or hawks.
Shortly after returning from Alaska, Andrew was over at the house of some friends. He told them he was about to go to Hawaii. They thought he was joking.
And the next day he left. And they were like, he really went. And he only, you know, he went with $100 in his pocket.
For 6 months, he lived there, sleeping on the beach. It was his desire to see more of the world, his family says, that prompted him to join the Army. At first, they were relieved he would be stationed for a year in Korea. Then word came that his unit was being transferred to Iraq. Still, he never voiced concern. In an email sent from his superiors with the 44th Engineer Battalion, 2nd Infantry Division, his family learned that shortly before his death, Private First Class Andrew Ward found a cache of enemy weapons.
They said that he was on top of the world and that they took a lot of pictures of him with the stuff that he found. And he had told them, "Promise me that you'll make enough copies so I could send home."
He then left on his next mission, a mission he never returned from. He was killed by small arms fire. Before leaving for Iraq, his family remembers him saying it would be his last adventure. Once it's over, he said, "I'm coming home to stay." For NPR News, I'm Paula Whistle in Seattle.